Hello,
Love
hello.
Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in today to join me, Q Speaks, your host, on Life and Love here on Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who are just newly tuning in to the show, we have been doing this for a very, very long time, but are pleased to announce that we have a full roster for the remainder of the summer of weekly episodes. So at the end of the show, I'm going to give you some information of when you can always log back in and visit universaldeep.com. There is where you can actually see which shows will be upcoming and tons of information to be shared throughout the week before the next show airs. So hopefully everyone that's tuned in had a lovely 4th of July holiday week. Not sure where you are in the world, but me, I'm in Michigan, and we had a heat wave. It was lovely. However, it was so hot, it led me to produce a mini-vid and post it on the gram, which I consider a public service announcement, because I don't know what it is, but some people love extreme heat. I myself do not, and I will stay at home. I will stay at home. If I am blessed enough to have air conditioning, I will be under the air conditioning. That's just me. So when people find time to invite me out of my cool home and come to a location where there's no AC, I find it a little bit offensive or just a little bit, you know, selfish. So I had to let people know, stop doing that. I don't want to burn up. And there are other people that don't want to congregate and fellowship with you in the smoldering heat. So please do stop that. But that's just not myself. I'm sure other people can appreciate that. So for those of you also who don't know how Blog Talk Radio and Life and Love came to be, it was after my book, I Am Queen, An Affirmation for Every Woman, that was self-published back in 2009. But before that, the reason that the book came to be was because I was an aspiring journalist and I was submitting queries like crazy to wonderful magazines and news publications. However, the content surrounding self-love and self-worth, the letters were returned and said that, you know, they weren't really interested in talking about that at that time. But then look at now. Look at today. It's time, huh? No, it's always been time. But for me, I've never been able to accept the word no. I hear no as, okay, maybe not this way, maybe not at this moment, but not a definite no, as in impossible and will not happen, especially if it's something that I believe in, right? Because that's where that comes from, that vision that you have, that fuel for that comes from your belief in self. Not hearing no from other people. And so I decided to write a book. You didn't want an article? I will give you a book. You don't have to publish it. I will publish it myself. I will use my coins and do this myself with God's hand. And I did that. And it wasn't about taking over the world or being a number one bestseller. Of course, I would have loved that. But to this day, I will run into someone and they'll say, I read your book 3 times. It really helped me. And then it hit me. I don't read my book that much. A wonderful tool created during a time which I believed in myself and in the dream that I had. I don't utilize it for the purpose it was written. Shame on me, right? Tisk, tisk, tisk. Well, I have my tools that I refer to. My book is included, but it's just a little reminder that you have to remember why you started. So that's why today's episode is about rise and give yourself your best shot. I am my toughest critic, period. I am my toughest critic. And the first step for me in remembering that rising and giving yourself your best shot is the most important foot forward was because you look around at those that surround you and you look for this support, you look for this encouragement, and it's not going to always be there. So when it's not there, what are you doing? Are you giving up on yourself? Are you folding? Are you stopping? Well, yeah, you could be doing that, but in addition to it, you could be doing what I was doing. What I was doing was making it seem like I wasn't, maybe this wasn't meant for me. Maybe I'm not good at this. Maybe I'm not good enough. Where did I mess up along this road that I had once committed to? Things that I want to see come to fruition in my life. Why am I so heavily reliant upon those around me to say, go get them, good job, or you can do it? Well, when they're not going to do it, you have got to have the moxie, the guts, and the faith and the love for yourself enough to root for yourself through all of those times. And that's where I'm at right now. You know, it's about your circle. I always say this, your circle, shift your circle. You know, maybe you don't need a circle. Maybe it just needs to be you so that you can know what's good for you when you're surrounded by it. You have to make these tough decisions. You have to commit to the betterment of yourself, or you're never going to get to where it is you believe you're trying to go, where it is you believe your purpose is. You're not going to have that. I look at Constance, and that can go for family. I look at Constance. I don't care if it's, you know, you pick up the phone and you complain about what you're going through to your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin. It's too much. Don't do it. Because, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. A little more green tea for that. Excuse me, guys. Going to that phone and that energy that you're getting back, it hurts you. You could be in a really good mood and be surrounded by someone having a good time, and then before you know it, their negative energies or what they're going through that isn't so grand has you now not feeling like you're in a great place, but now you're also complaining because you've dug down deep somehow and had to find something to empathize with this person with, and now you're not happy. Okay, then you're not noticing that the encounters are redundant and it's the same old energy, the same toxic energy and wasted time. So when you do recognize that, it's time to just put your foot down and just cut the ties. And you don't always have to give an explanation. You have to do what's best for you. And at no time does your desire or choice to level up require you to make an apology to anyone, period. Sorry, not sorry. All right? So rise and give yourself your best shot. Very, very, very important to me. It's about me not quitting on myself. It's about me sharing this message with you so that you cannot quit on yourself. I don't care how long ago you started. Do not give up on yourself. There's a payoff. Whether you see it coming or you're not going to know when, but there is a when and there is a sometime and it does happen. Never forget why you started. So we are super, super excited. It is July of 2018. And so what's happening now with the programming, I will tell you briefly. We are going to be taking 5 minutes of every show and answering letters that are submitted. I have a nice amount of them. What I'm going to do is respond to those that relate to the actual episodes, and those letters have been and are being sent to qspeaks@universaldeep.com. There is a contact form on universaldeep.com. So make sure you hop over, visit, take a peek, learn more about me. I am also I'm on the ground with the little basic lifestyle blogging action. You will find excerpts and snippets from books and just a little mojo to get you going, right? And what I share is what I share for myself. So it's not about me saying, hey, you go do this. This is about us walking together because it takes a village. And I feel that, hey, if you can empower one other person while I'm sitting here empowering myself, then I'm doing the world a justice, a great justice, a uber the grandest service I'm doing that. That's how I feel. So it's about giving back, right? It's about making room for others. We're going to be having guests on that are going to share their knowledge, their expertise with how to make yourself better, help with business launches, help with additional resources for you name it, countless. We're going to have people on to share insight on financial wealth and health and wellness. That's important. Tons of awareness around that. You can't know too much about getting those coins together and always making time to manage them for yourself. We also, excuse me, have speakers lined up to talk to us about how to write a book quickly and effectively. That's coming up. That's in August. And but from here on out, just know that we're here together. The content that's going to be shared is always about us taking that next step toward greatness, remaining committed to ourselves and doing what's necessary to have that joy, because it's hard. It gets hard. I can tell you, you never know when it comes. It comes in the mail. It comes by telephone. You don't know what you're going to wake up to when you get up that morning. So that's why I've learned that it's very important to try to enjoy these days to the fullest. We don't know how much time we have left. Aren't we worth giving ourselves our best shot? Look around at your family. If you're a parent, look at your children. Look at the people who birthed you. Just the fact that we have breath in our bodies is enough to get up and be thankful. And being in that place alone right there comforts me. I can look around and having the least be the most happiest. Now I get it. Now I get it. Yes, we need money to pay bills. We need all of that. But if you don't know how to have peace without those things, you're going to be miserable even when that payoff comes. Period. Period. So what I want to do right now is just say thank you. I want to say thank you to all of the listeners who are tuned in today. Looking forward to talking to you guys some more next week, Saturday. Excuse me, same time, Monday, end of day. Please do excuse this crazy mini cold I'm fighting here. Monday, end of day, you'll be able to log on to universaldeep.com, get some info that should be posted on the homepage. But if you want to stay in real-time connection with me, you can find me on Facebook. I'm there, Q Speaks. I'm also, like I said, I'm on the gram at Q_Speaks. So you can definitely see something there from me daily. Follow me. I can follow back, DM me your questions. But do, you know, send all that commentary if you have any and things you don't want shared publicly. Just go ahead and send that to me to QSpeaks@universaldeep.com. So I'm going to let you go now. I just want to say love, peace, and empowerment to you all. Thanks for tuning in. This is Q Speaks, and I will talk to you next week. Nothing but love.